Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With a price tag expected to go higher, Governor Patrick is asking state lawmakers to set aside $30 million to help address the state drug lab crisis. The governor's also agreed to appoint an outside prosecutor to lead the investigation into the scandal, in which drug tests allegedly tainted by a chemist could affect thousands of criminal cases. WBUR's Deborah Becker brings us up to date.
The governor's office will ask lawmakers for the $30 million today to pay for courts, prosecutors, public defenders, and the agencies dealing with the scandal. Administration and Finance Secretary Jay Gonzalez says the money would come from one-time tax and legal settlements, and if that's not enough, more could come from the state's so-called rainy day fund. Meantime, an aide to the governor issued a statement promising that Patrick will quickly appoint an independent investigator to review overall drug lab operations. That's in response to Attorney General Martha Coakley's written request to the governor for an outside investigator. Coakley's office issued a statement yesterday saying that will help ensure the integrity of the investigation.
I think it's a very good move by the Attorney General.
Former State Attorney General Scott Harshbarger knows something about independent investigations. Among other things, he led the task force formed after the independent investigation into the probation department.
This is something that obviously she is deeply concerned about, the impact on the justice system, and to be willing as Attorney General to say that even the Attorney General cannot be seen as totally independent. It takes a lot of courage.
Last week, various groups of defense lawyers and the American Civil Liberties Union called on Coakley to have an independent investigator take over the broad review of the lab. They're concerned that the scandal could go beyond one rogue chemist identified as Annie Ducan. She's charged with falsifying thousands of drug tests for criminal cases. The legal groups are also concerned that they're learning more information from media reports, including key details, such as Ducan exchanging emails with a prosecutor while she was allegedly tampering with evidence. ACLU Executive Director Carol Rose is pleased that Coakley has now agreed to the group's request.
This is really the first step toward beginning to understand what happened with the drug lab scandal and how we can restore the integrity of the criminal justice system.
Coakley's office will still oversee the criminal investigation. Ducan has pleaded not guilty and is released on $10,000 bail. The governor has already appointed Attorney David Meyer to oversee the so-called war room, which is identifying affected criminal cases. And the courts are now reviewing those cases and releasing those who had cases involving Ducan's potentially tainted tests. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.